Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. Here we are at the I Don't Know Bar for the I Don't Know Bar Pubcast. I tell you what, like I said it in the past, go ahead, put your kids to bed. I don't give a fuck what time it is there. It's time to do some drinking. It's time to do some talking.
It's time to bring cheers to your ears.
It's time to drink that
cheers. It's time to bring the bar to your car.
Oh, buddy.
That's right, brother.
So we got all sorts of shit we got to get off our chest today. We got wonderful things to talk about.
That's the bar. It's what you do. You get your soapbox and let it fly.
Oh, well, I tell you what.
Tell them who's here. Who do we got?
Yeah, who do we got in the house? Attendance?
We got old Liquor Luke. That'd be me off the bat. We got Brocky Balboa. We got Radical Randy in the house hanging out, doing his thing. How are you, Randy? That's a good response.
If I'd be any better, it'd be a crime.
Ooh.
Randy, I got a text about you. Someone said that you were like a long-lost character from King of the Hill. So they thought, that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
Say what now?
Like a long-lost character from the TV show King of the Hill. Couldn't you see him was like Boomhauer's dad?
Yeah, I don't even watch that garbage.
Boomhauer's dad. You'd like King of the Hill.
You'd also
Hill?
Be hanging out like
yeah, it'd be about as funny as a five-legged cat.
No, you like
a five-legged cat's pretty fucking funny, I think.
Back to the introductions, we got the proprietor of the I Don't Know Bar.
The old barkeep,
here I am. Sticka hanging out. We got a bunch of other friends hanging out, putting their 2 cents here and there. This is going to be a fun time. I'm so glad to be on days off. I'm not even fucking around. This last 14 has been stressful.
Last time we did this, we were on the patio, nice and warm and cozy out there. Today you're inside, you're wearing your puff vest, you're layered up.
Yep, these are actually yesterday's
winter
clothes.
Winter is coming, Luke.
It is coming.
We had the same problem last time, you wore the same clothes 2 days in a row.
I got fucked up last time, the night before, fucked up last night.
Hey, look at this way, he's saving on soap, doesn't have to do laundry.
Yeah, goddamn right.
That started as a crown of water.
Yeah, that's
there's not one sip out of it.
There's no ice.
I fucking hurt, guys. I hurt,
I came
there's
in,
no excuse
I came in, you were drinking water, you were shaking like a leaf on a tree. You were making notes being prepared, actually. I knew something was wrong.
Yeah,
it was quiet.
Yeah, I've had better days.
This show has a rundown today. We actually have an agenda today on the show. This is incredible. I can't believe this.
We finally got some direction?
Yeah, finally.
First time ever.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts as of late, and I noticed the one thing that we lack isn't character, but is structure. And the friends of mine that have reached out, they're like, yeah, it's a real fucking trip to listen to you guys talk. But then there's also, like, I want to have some structure. I want to look forward to segments and whatnot. So we're going to do our best today to try to bring that all to you, and hopefully you guys get a kick out of it.
So what are you saying? You have a podcast recipe all designed for today?
And yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying. So off the bat, like Brock had said, I'm wearing my puffy vest, and winter weather, it's on the way.
It's coming, man. Winter's coming. It's here.
Yeah. What would you say, Randy or Brock, whoever, this is open to anybody. What would be the pros, your personal pros or cons? Pros and cons. Randy, go right ahead. What's the pros for you personally living in North Dakota and having winter fucking come out of nowhere like
this? Well, we get 6 months of this cold shit and you have a lot of cold water.
Yeah.
It's called ice.
Yes, we do. That hard water, the cold hard water.
I like winter. I'm a winter guy, man. It means it's basketball season, number one. And that means that your cold nights can stay inside and watch hoops. Mm-hmm. Number two, you can make bomb-ass meals. It's crockpot season. That's great.
Woo-hoo!
Number three, it's hoodie and layer and vest season. I love that.
You know, I try all year round to try to do the hoodie layer vest thing all year round. And the summers get so fucking hot for me. Everyone's like, hey, Luke, why don't you crawl out of that cave of your house? I'm like, no, I got video games, air conditioning, and I can wear layers. And
like, so you treat the summer like winter. You're just a hermit.
Absolutely.
Well, no, and he lives in Bellfield. He wants to see him outside.
That's true.
And thus brings out the puffy vest.
Yeah.
So you wear this in July in your house? Inside.
Yes.
You
yes.
and Moomoo playing video games, yep. Hanging out?
I got 3 window air conditioners all blaring. Fucking Moomoo's got icicles hanging off of her face.
You know, you talk about Moomoo all the time. You need to take a picture of Moomoo and put it on the Facebook page. People can see
it. But I don't want that many people to fall in love with my cat.
We
like
need
to break into my
we
fucking
need Moomoo t-shirts.
Yes. Oh, hey. Yeah. That's a hell of a good idea.
Hashtag where's my Moomoo?
Yeah. We can even actually get Moomoo's. You know,
Moomoo's
with Moomoo on the front.
We still need a graphic designer to help us out with our crazy shit.
Moomoo's so on your long johns, huh?
That's so true. What do you mean by you?
You wear long johns in the winter, Randy?
No, I wear a thin slate.
What's that? That's thin slate.
It's a body armor, top and bottom.
Okay.
High end, new age, fucking long johns.
He's got a flip phone, but he wears a new age.
I get to see Randy running outside like with the long johns, the button on the ass where it flips down.
The shitter hatch.
Yeah.
Hey, I moved up the world. I got a zipper in the back.
There it is, the shitter hatch.
There's fucking zippers
Randy's
in the back.
Randy's little trap door and a shitter. It's great.
Do the zippers go from left to right or up and down?
Up and down. What the fuck? You gotta be careful when you pull real hard, you might get some of your butt hair.
I was just gonna say, you have the problem with your ass hair growing too long.
He's been using that Monet. He's been using Monet on his ass.
Ain't nobody got time for that, Randy.
He's got ass hair. Luke's got belly hair.
Yeah.
Good news.
I got no hair.
You got no hair. I got too much hair.
I got a big hole in my hair.
It drives me nuts. I gotta cut every 3 weeks. The con's the winner, of course. You gotta shovel. That fucking sucks.
Frostbite? That's never fun.
Never had frostbite.
The hardest thing about winter, for me, is the beginning of November. It's cold. And the time change. And it already gets darker.
It just
punches me right in the fucking mouth.
It's a shell talk.
It is.
I like the darkness.
You need your melatonin. You live in the darkness.
I live in the darkness.
I bought a tanning bed just so I can try to feel better.
Tanning beds on a hot tub. You're just bringing the keys right up to the
south. If you live in North Dakota, you have to.
Just dawned on me the other
anywhere
day.
But
do you have any pros to winter, Mike? I mean, things you like about it?
I get a lot of shit done because... because you got to stay busy or get depressed.
Yeah. Anywhere.
Don't have to worry about doing stinking yard work.
That's true.
Don't have to worry about the damn lawnmower not starting for 6 months.
I don't fucking.
What's really hard was I never used to watch football ever. Like really? I just started watching football a couple years ago. So in the winter, if you don't watch football, what do?
You watch basketball. Crazy.
Antique Roadshow.
Listen to music.
Antique Roadshow, is that what you're watching?
American Pickers?
And you know
American Pickers, yeah.
You need to get a life if all you want to sit there and do in the wintertime is watch bowling.
Okay, now. That is a life. And have you been watching me in my house watch bowling on ESPN2? That's fucking bullshit.
Could you imagine Dan in the life of like Luke in the wintertime? You go over and he's... sitting on the couch watching bowling.
It's just
squalor. Eating Hungry Man meals and Hormel chili out of the can.
Yeah,
from the can.
I do.
Takes a lighter to the bottom of the can of chili and just eats it out of the can.
You got 10 bottles of Bud Light on the floor of their little baseball and he's playing bowling with himself.
No, all this is true, you guys. I called Luke about 2 weeks ago and said, what are you doing? It was 10 in the morning. He said, I just drank about 6 beers and I'm playing my video game and I'm warming up some soup. I said, Luke, it's 10. He said, I know.
Yeah. I had a late start that day.
Okay.
What kind of canned soup are you buying?
Chunky? I do like chunky soup. I'm a big fan of it.
Progresso?
The split pea chunky soup is the best damn thing ever. I don't heat it up either. I just crack it open at work. Guys
fucking
be like,
gross.
What are you doing? I'll just eat it right out of the fucking can.
Luke.
No, it's real.
That's fucking disgusting.
No, I don't want to heat up the preservatives because then they,
cause cancer.
Cancer.
Now back to Belfield. When you drink Belfield water, you do things like that.
Yeah.
It makes you.
It hardens your insides.
Yes. Most people think I'm drinking bottled water. I bottle the Belfield water and bring it with me wherever I go so I can feel that.
Luke's guts are really
awesome.
Belfield water.
Yeah.
People from Flint, Michigan say the same thing about their water too.
Yeah, it'll put lead in your pencil.
Poor Belfield.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Poor Belfield.
Well, that's why we say in South Hart when you flush the toilet at the bar, flush twice, Belfield needs the water.
I brush my teeth and my balls with that water, not necessarily in that order. Not necessarily in that order.
I hope not the same brush. It's not the same brush, is it?
It's Luke. We'll it's the same brush.
We'll leave that up to the imagination of the
listeners. You take a brush to your... Johnson, you're
throwing your balls.
Like a scrub brush?
You gotta scrub your balls.
Like a mitt? Or what do you have? A shower mitt?
You know there's the
You're talking a scrub brush, not a hairbrush to your balls, right?
Well, maybe.
Because if your ball hair is that out of control, we need to have a talk.
No.
You need to buy a weed whacker.
No. If my ball hair is that out of control, it's going to talk for itself. We don't have to have a discussion
Very
at
true.
All.
Hey, enter that in the beard contest, buddy.
A puke contest, huh?
Randy would win.
Can I go into my pros about the winter?
Yes, please.
I like
please
layers.
Move on.
Hey, I think
when I was a kid, I used to love going out and hunting, but I got out of hunting not that long ago when I moved down to Wyoming and would just hit antelope left and right in my vehicle. I didn't have to get a tag.
Yeah, why even buy shell? Just use your front bumper.
Yeah, and the cons, like I said before, I don't like when it's 20 below or 30 below. It makes it hard to go do things like go to movies or hang out with friends, so I can do without.
You're talking about eating your bean soup out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down to Wyoming and you hit a deer, You gotta just cut off a chunk of meat, open up your hood, throw it on the manifold, drive 100 miles, you have a piece of beef jerky when you get it on the other end.
My whole life, Randy. I need
you guys are kinder spirits. Are you sure you're not related?
Get together, you guys. Let's take a picture.
Come on, father and son picture. Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah, buddy.
Randy, look over and smile.
Yeah. Look at
the kid. There we go.
Oh, you're the best. Brought it to you.
Reverend Randy, look at you. South Park's newest tag team.
So, getting back to winter, but guess what else is around the corner before winter? Actually, kind of
Halloween, man.
Halloween. And I love Halloween. Fucking love it. I love the scary movies. I love the dressing up. I love handing out candy, but since my house is scary, nobody comes over there. I bought 14 bags of candy.
I was a Halloween master when I was a kid. Yeah. I get out of school, I go home, I grab the pillowcase, and I would canvass the whole town of Bowman, all the neighborhoods. And you knew which neighborhoods to go to first, the rich neighborhoods. They had full cans of pop, full candy bars, popcorn balls. Then you went to the other parts of town where they gave erasers out and boxes of raisins last. Yeah. I had the whole town mapped out every year. I had to run those little fat legs fast. I house to house, getting candy, I come home, empty that sack out. I get all the peanut butter stuff first, put everything else to the side. Life was good.
You organized.
Oh, I was ready.
I like that.
I think I was Hulk Hogan 4 years in a row for Halloween. Only the one to be is the Hulkster.
There's no bigger wrestling fan that I know of than Brock. Brock is the wrestling fan.
That's very true. Yeah.
Let's ask him.
Give me number 1 through 33.
WrestleMania 4.
4 was Atlantic City, New Jersey. The main event was Hulk Hogan, the Macho Man Randy Savage versus Ted DiBiase. Macho Man won the belt for the first time.
Holy Jesus.
Coco Beware, which WrestleMania was he in?
He was in a bunch of them. Give me numbers in the main event. I'll tell you the main event.
Give him a number, Andy.
1 through 33. 7. Los Angeles Sports Coliseum. Main event was Hulk Hogan versus Sergeant Slaughter. Hulk Hogan won the belt from Slaughter.
Fucking wrestling Rain Man over here.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's a wrestling Rain Man.
1 to 33, I can give you the main event in the city of WrestleMania, where it took place. Yeah, that's my party trick. Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how many of those guys we've lost just in the last 7 years.
We almost lost Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's still
almost
kicking the...
Almost fucking lost Ric Flair. Yeah,
Ric Flair will never die. He's like Twinkies or cockroaches.
We lost Bobby the Brain Heaton. He passed away.
Bobby the Brain, I think in any form of entertainment, would have been an all-timer. Anything he would have done in his life. That guy was so quick-witted and so funny. 8th grade high school dropout. Look what he made of himself.
It's
Bobby the Brain is
remarkable.
Really love Bobby the Brain.
Hear that, folks? You can do anything.
Look at Luke.
Yeah, you can do anything.
Schools for fools.
Speaking of anything, Randy, tell us about some of them awesome Halloween pranks since we're still on the subject. What's segment way back to the Halloween thing?
Is a lot of limitations passed?
Yes. I think you're good. I think it's 7 years. I think you're okay. Did you call it gate night when you were a kid?
What?
Did you call it gate night when you were a kid?
The night before Halloween?
Gate night.
The night before Halloween, yeah. You go and prank the city?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. We had all the school buses parked up by the old Senex station in a row. Everybody in the whole fucking school, except for people that lived in town, were late because we'd done deflated all the front tire.
Fucking rebels.
And in our radical.
In our town, it was so small that if you had a 4-speed transmission, if you shifted into 4th, you'd be out of town. But we had a
Boom Hour Senior.
That's so great.
We had 3 air compressors in the whole town, and they had to fill the air compressor, I mean the air tank, and make numerous trips to fill the tires.
Oh, geez.
Needless to say, they were like 3 hours late getting all the farm kids into school.
That's a good prank.
Yeah.
Well, you Brock.
Did you do Gate Night, Mike? Is that what you called it?
I was a good boy.
Chris Dickinson's too big.
You were a good boy.
I really was.
I don't buy that.
We had all the dumpsters out of the alleys in the main street. We'd light dog shit on fire. We'd TP houses.
Yeah, no, see, my parents threatened me. They said, you fuck with anybody's stuff and I'll break your fingers. So I learned at a young age not to screw people's stuff when I was...
Oh, we did it in a fun way.
Right.
And Bowman was kind of tradition, you know? Some kids went too far. They'd open the gates on people's, like, cows, let them out.
Oh, hell yeah. Back home, when you come into town, there's a furniture, a farm dealership there. And it takes 8 guys to put a 14-foot cultivator up in the middle of the road. And that's where we left it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never egged anybody's house. That's not good.
Oh, we
TP in places, you know.
TP a tree,
That's good. I party fun.
I learned at a very young age not to mess with other people's stuff. Matt Leckler, which you know Matt very well. Matt was my neighbor when we were probably 8, 9 years old. first oil boom in the 80s, we lived in the Southview Trailer Court.
Yeah.
Trailer Court's packed. So me and Matt decide that we're going to go steal everybody's valve stem caps, little chrome ones.
Oh, no.
Chromies!
Yeah. So we come home, and I have an ice cream bucket full of Matt has an ice cream bucket full of my dad finds them. Comes out, and back then, a good old ass beating, that's what you got, and that's what you deserve. So I got one of those. And he made us go around and give every setback and knock on the door and apologize for stealing their caps. Well, you know how hard that would be to do when you're 8, 9, 10 years old.
You're moved by your old man, though.
Yeah. So we took the ice cream bucket and we walked down the street and we buried it in this guy's backyard. But it was a lesson learned. I never ever stole again because it was...
I had a buddy, I'm not going to say his name, I'm not going to say what county it was in, but he'd go around the night before and steal the stop signs. We're talking a community with one fucking stop sign.
So he stole the stop sign.
He stole the stop sign and then went to the next community, which is a one stop sign community. So all these little communities didn't have stop signs, and no one cared for years. And then finally, a tourist that was coming through on the highway that goes right by there stopped into my town and stopped at the bar, and I remember because we were up there eating. And the gal goes, hey, why isn't there any stop signs from this place, I'm not going to say the name, all the way, probably about 40 miles, to this place? And we're like, I don't know. And then that's when the cops really, because they didn't notice, really. Yeah. Yeah. But he never got caught.
Did you do anything? Still, I think for Jay and I, did you do any pranks?
Not really, man. I'm, you know, the type of guy who...
Me and Randy, we were the bunch of fucking squares.
Well, we had to...
Me and Randy were radical.
Luke was probably drunk by the time he was six.
Yeah, but, and the thing about it is I did start drinking at an early age, so we more, you know, we'd get caught, and it'd be like the end of the world. We thought a minor in possession or a minor, you know, the minor drinking minor, we thought that was the end of the world.
God, for us, it was like a badge of honor.
You're pretty intelligent. I noticed that on you. You're really intelligent. I picked up on that.
Who the fuck are you talking to? None of us.
Anyway... You said you started drinking at an early age.
Yeah.
So, were you wearing Pampers while you were drinking so you didn't have to go urinate? You just have more time for drinking beer?
That's the thing. I just let... It's a small town, so I just drink beer in the front yard and take a piss without... I just not have any pants
there
on.
There is nothing better as a guy than pissing outside.
You know? Winnie the Pooh? Or
that's freedom.
I love the piss outside.
Yeah, it gives a whole new...
great. The world's your toilet.
A whole new definition to let it all hang out, you know?
Yeah, I think they call it a
cool
daffy
breeze
duck.
In your junk.
When you just have a shirt on and you don't have any pants or underwear, and you're just outside taking
what
a piss.
What the hell are you doing in your front yard with no pants on?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Speaking of no pants on, we have our buddy Chris Hill with us.
Yay, Chris!
Hey, no pants,
hey Chris, no pants!
So Chris has an Indian motorcycle, and Chris rides the fucking wheels off it. So last night, Chris comes in the bar, and he turns around, he goes, oh shit, you're not going to believe this. His ass, whole ass is ripped out of his pants.
What?
Oh yeah, the whole ass. So we're talking winter and pros and cons, and okay. Chris turns around and says to me, damn good thing it's cold out, because I usually don't wear underwear.
That is fucking great.
We had this, so great. We had this old lady back home. She was just real, real old bitty. We sneaked to her backyard. She just sit up there by the screen door just a bitching at us. So come Halloween night, we grew up on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
We had an overabundance of cow shit.
Oh, absolutely.
So we stuck it in a brown bag, lit that sucker on fire.
Let it on fire.
Hit the doorbell and hauled ass behind her propane tank. I tell you what, I almost wet myself when she was out there stomping on that sucker. She got it out.
She called the shit poo.
She called the shit poo.
We did it. My buddy back home had a big dog, a big St. Bernard called Beethoven. It's like the movie.
Yeah.
Dog was amongst.
Called him Beethoven.
He did.
Even.
Yeah. He looked just like Beethoven from the movie. Took the biggest dump she ever seen a dog take in her life. You know, that was for us. It was fuel for our bags.
Yeah,
the all-time greatest was one gate night. This chick was chasing us. We were in buddy's car. We had a bag full of dog poop. So we threw it out the window back at her. Hits her dead in the windshield. Dog shit goes everywhere. She's got the wipers on. She pulls over, freaks out. All time. That was great. I think we were like juniors that happened. Juniors or sophomores.
I don't know if it had anything to do with Halloween or maybe winter, but me and some of my friends, we used to go around and... Ding dong ditch, I guess you would call it.
That's a good public, good terminology.
Public friendly.
Don't
version.
Call the other one.
But nobody had an actual, you know, ringer, so we just knock on there and run around with the cops.
Oh.
Got called.
What do you mean? We're knocking.
Whoa!
Randy, no, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
We made it so far.
How far into this are we? We're 19 minutes in, Randy. Randy, all this effort.
Jesus Christ! Fuck. six episodes in, and there it is.
There it goes. God, there it goes. We made it six episodes.
I just couldn't help myself. God damn it. I'm leaving it. I'm not editing it. I'm leaving it.
So,
it's too funny.
So it's been great. It's been great.
You just said ding dong ditch.
And I said don't call it the other one. Randy, let's. Oh.
That's going to segue right into the last thing we ever do.
Sorry, last podcast has been fun, guys. Yeah.
This segment's called Ask Randy Anything. So we're going to get into some hypotheticals, Randy. We're going to just spitball.
What's that phone number so they can call in and ask Randy?
701-446-8445. Call the podcast voice
for the next fucking podcast. It's not going to be there because we're going to get banned. We're going to have to fucking start pirate radio and this shit.
All right, Randy. Yeah. I'm going to ask you these questions. I want you to answer them the only way that you can, right? Oh, truthfully, honestly, and from the
that's
heart.
That's a dangerous thing.
Radically.
These are hypothetical questions. The first one is, Randy, you're walking in a forest and you find a black suitcase. Inside it holds $1 million in a piece of paper stained in blood with a single word, don't. What do you do?
Throw the note away.
That's great.
All right. There are two birds and two doors. One door leads to heavens, the other to hell. One bird lies, the other tells the truth. They both look the same and can't see each other. What would you do?
You might want to reread that.
That's a tricky one. Fuck that one. Would you rather forget who you were?
Sober.
Who everyone else was?
On the interstate before.
Oh, no.
Run that by me again.
Would you rather forget who you were or who everyone else was?
Completely fucked up.
That's a good question.
She gets pulled over 45
probably years. Forget me because life is all memories.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Let's find another one.
Pieces together your life.
All right, Andy. If you could really sell your soul to the devil, what would you sell it for? Unlimited Bush Light and Mint Copenhagen.
Full tab.
A lifetime supply of full tab.
Hey, you forgot my bean and bacon soup.
Bean and bacon soup.
That's a good one.
What would you sell it for, your soul?
Yep, I did it anyway.
If you say world peace, I'm shutting this fucking computer down.
I'm going to fucking go sell my own soul at that point.
I don't know. I'd have to call
move some stocks around.
What number you call to see what your cash value is worth? It's like calling in for...
What number? That's 701-446-8445.
What would you sell for, Luke?
What would I sell my soul for? I would sell my soul for probably the ability to play the guitar like a bad motherfucker. Just instantly bad.
And get rid of that TV where you just see from the hiney down, get a new TV.
I could get a new TV.
Yeah, well, you can see their heads.
Get the new TV. You're absolutely right.
Would you rather get uglier or dumber?
Ooh, that's easy.
Well, that's easy, Randy. You can't get any uglier, so might as well be smart.
Yeah. Okay, smart Alec.
Yeah.
You ain't buying no new Halloween mask, neither am I, because we're wearing from last year.
I'm fucking beautiful. I'm handsome. Look at me over here. I did a cucumber pink salt face mask the other night. I did a facial. It was great.
You did it. No, let's rewind this.
I did a cucumber pink salt mask of the night.
How did that feel?
I wouldn't be able to do that. Cucumber with a pink salt. It was.
He sent me a picture. I said, I hope that's fucking white chocolate, Brock.
Yeah.
You know, I pull off and just fucking
right. Watch TV.
The exfoliation.
Remember that Christmas story of this guy back in the 40s? Awesome. He gets this French,
right?
This Italian leg lamp.
Oh yeah.
Remember the little kid? It reminds me of Brock, and I'm not picking on you, Brock. The little guy's eating his potatoes. He's got potatoes hanging off his nose.
He's doing the thing.
That'd be a good Halloween mask.
That'd be good. That would be awesome.
Let's find another one for. Oh, this is for Randy right here. You are offered a pill that makes you 25% more intelligent, but permanently removes your hair, including your eyebrows. Perfect. Do you take it?
Okay, here's what I got going on in a nutshell.
You should, Randy. Randy.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
Luke?
I'd do it in a heartbeat, yeah.
You got hair, I don't.
I'd be able to tattoo my own eyebrows on there, whatever I want. I could look like I'm always excited or alarmed, you know, that eyebrow look. Or I could do like the where I'm always mad, but I'm not mad at all.
Let's do two more. Two more.
Two more?
Plus, you can always draw an eyebrow on.
That's true. That's
you can get them tattooed on.
Yeah, yeah, you use that eyebrow. Spray on with
you can go to a
undercoat.
You can go to a costume store and get the eyebrows, the whole mustache, the whole thing. Just glue it on every day. Just
Randy, would you rather have to say everything that comes to your mind or never say anything again?
I'd go with the first part.
Say whatever comes to your mind.
Say whatever comes to my mind.
I think you're already there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What's wrong?
That's why you're Radical Randy.
Well, that's the way you perceive things. I mean, it's either white or black. There ain't no gray.
Get out of the way.
Well, I mean, it's all about perception and context, you're saying?
Well, I mean...
What would you take, Luke?
I would probably do the first one, speak my mind all the time.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean... If you don't,
because if I can't,
you don't like me, lick me, you know.
What was that second part?
Would you rather have to say everything that comes to your mind or never say anything again?
Fuck, I can't do the second one. No. It's my personality. I wouldn't be able to do it. I get myself in trouble enough as.
Let's do one more. If Jurassic Park were real, would you visit it?
I'd go get me a bunch of hunting tags.
Yeah. Do you get hunting tags when you go to the zoo?
Well, you never know.
Because that's what it is, right? Just a super dinosaur.
Except eventually the dinosaurs fucking come eat you.
Randy's the only fucking guy who goes to the elk exhibit at the zoo, and he's like, I got a tag.
You guys fucking look out, all right? I need you to look out for him. I'm going to climb this fucking fence. I mean, that motherfucker ain't going to see it coming. We're going to be like, Randy, that elk's been staring at you the entire time. He thinks you're going to feed him.
Takes you 2 seconds to shoot a dinosaur, but takes you 3 weeks to gut him out.
If you shoot pink flamingos, we're going to have words. Leave pink flamingos alone, Randy. Leave the flamingos alone.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers that scene in Jurassic Park when the kids are hiding and the Velociraptor comes in or whatever it is and runs around. That scene scares the shit out of you as a child.
There's a guy on the internet and he's like a construction worker or whatever, does a perfect impression of a Velociraptor. I urge everyone to go on the YouTubes and find that because it's so fucking hilarious. He's in their break room and he jumps up onto the fucking break table and he starts doing the making all them fucking weird noises and like doing all that shit. Fucking awesome.
Sounds like you last night.
Yeah, it was really. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Randy, have you seen Jurassic Park?
No. Doesn't interest me.
Jurassic Park, one of the biggest movies
of
all time.
You can't argue with that.
I believe in
How things, do you argue with that?
I believe in things that are real.
Dinosaurs were real. They were.
I believe in things that are real, like a government
like,
cheese.
Like Oak Island. Oak Island.
The only island no one's found anything.
It's something you can see, you can visualize. It's not a bunch of props that are made out of rubber and hydraulics.
Every movie you watch has props.
Yeah, the John Wayne movies.
Yeah.
Even porno?
I was going to say, most of the movies you watch are probably full of rubber and hydraulics.
Rubber and hydraulics.
I mean, really.
I got a foot pedal over there.
What I just learned is if Jurassic Park came out with a porn, Randy would have watched it.
Yeah,
no,
yes,
there is. No, it's real. It's called Jurassic Pork. It's out there.
Pork? Wait, Brock, why? Come on now.
I got a big old brain. I see a lot of
things.
Can
take
I fill up your Belfield water?
Hey, how many times did you rent that, Brock?
That and Forrest Hump?
Forrest Gump?
Forrest Hump.
Hump.
Yeah. You know, that porn.
The only leg Lieutenant Dan had. The only leg
no,
he
I
had
did,
was
I
the third one.
Forrest Gump. He went to Vietnam and him and his buddy, they were going to go shrimping and all that crap. He bought
gum
shrimp. He bought stock in
Apple.
And
this is Randy's movie. Randy's going to just give a synopsis to a movie every episode.
Randy, are you literally explaining a movie everyone's seen? And you're explaining to like she's never
Randy's
seen
Randy's
it?
Randy's Forrest Gump's a documentary.
Compared to Jurassic Park.
Well, that dumb fella from Alabama really lived a hell of a life, I tell you. That's quite the movie.
He just ran and ran and ran.
Too bad that dumb bitch you looked at AIDS.
Oh, that was last week we thought about,
Randy.
Oh, Radical Randy.
It's good stuff, but you wouldn't go to Jurassic Park because it's not real. Okay.
No, I don't care for that.
What would you rather have be a real thing in real life, the movie Jurassic Park or Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Would you rather have time travel through DeLorean?
Absolutely.
No. Let's get back to
the future for sure.
Have you seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, to me it's just retarded.
retarded.
They ruined a good DeLorean.
there's nothing good about DeLorean except all the cocaine he was doing.
I saw DeLorean in Jamestown recently on days off 2 weeks ago. My dad had a... There was a car show. My dad wasn't my dad's, but there was a DeLorean there. Mint condition DeLorean.
Yeah, it's all aluminum body.
Fuck, it was so cool. I've never seen one in real life.
Well, there's one in Bismarck.
$15,000.
Why don't you buy that, Randy? Cruise around in that motherfucker?
That was 30 years ago. Now they're worth about
$40,000. What was the car with the headlights that moved when you turned the steering wheel? Tuckers?
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
When you would turn, the headlights would move the steering wheel?
Only 50 made in the world.
Yeah.
What, they were called Tuckers?
Duckers. Yeah.
T-U-C-K-R. She was going to revolution his car on the street, and then he died? What happened to him?
That was the only car that came with seatbelts.
Yes.
And when you turn the steering wheel, the headlights followed the tires.
Yep.
And then you step down into it, and it would hold 6,000 pounds of weight on its roof.
I've got a movie about how bars
it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's got Jeff Bridges in it.
What's it called?
Tucker, The Incredible Dream or something.
No shit. I've never seen that.
Yeah, he got financed by the government, and he had to make 50 of them. So when he went into the hearing, he had 50 of his cars surrounding the federal building when they came out. And there's only so many left in the world. They're rare. They are rare.
That is amazing.
Interesting.
That's really amazing. Another good Jeff Bridges movie is Fly Away Home.
Starring
this little girl and this flock of geese that get lost. So then her dad builds her a gliding machine.
Oh, yeah.
That's real, based on a real story.
He's got that goose, and he's flying. He's got ultralight, and the goose is flying with him.
It is Shepard.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
That's a good movie. You like that one?
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Because it's based on facts.
Yeah.
That's why Randy likes it. Fly Away Home.
I see that.
Tucker, the man in his dream, 1988.
Jeff Bridges has been in so many good movies. No, who hasn't, though? Jeff Goldblum. Only a couple. Fly was a good one.
Jurassic Park.
And Jurassic Park. Randy's seen neither of them.
I've seen Fly.
Let's pull up his IMDb.
Will Luke drink it?
What is
it? Shots?
I don't know. I gotta find some. I gave him enough time to get over his hangover.
Because I think there needs to be a bit of a redemption here. We got a call that we're gonna get to.
Let's play the voicemail.
Let's play the voicemail right now.
Here's the voicemail. This guy's calling Liquor Luke for being a pansy ass about
being a piece of shit. And he's right on the money. I have no excuses.
Hey boys, I'm on my way from central North Dakota down to Slope County to do some hunting. And last podcast from the IDK bar, you guys were talking that you were having some oozles, so I had to swing in and see. They've even got the good blue and white label stuff. Anybody that has to take a water chaser Brock with that is a vagina. And if your name is Liquor something or another, you best be able to take that down and not bitch about it. Just saying. Waiting for the next one, guys.
He makes a good point.
He says if you're going to call yourself Liquor Luke, you better be a liquor-drinking son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's very true.
So,
what do you got for shots?
I got to be on this guy's side. So we're going to do moonshine, but we're going to do platinum moonshine.
I'm down.
Full Throttle Saloonshine from the Full Throttle Saloon Michael Ballard.
He makes such
a
good point.
It's the platinum edition.
It's the platinum. It's the good one.
What was I drinking that day? Was that the gin I couldn't drink?
Yes.
It's fucking gin.
It tastes like fucking pine trees.
Dishwater.
But he has a good point, so I guarantee you folks, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And my ex-wife, if she's listening, she's going to call me out and call me a fucking liar, because she knows me really well. But
60% corn whiskey, 40%
grain. I love corn whiskey.
This is 80 proof.
Good.
So that caller, from a scale from 1 to 10, would you give him a 9 for being honest?
He's very honest, yeah.
I
say you need water after this, what you just do. To get that gel out of your mouth.
I'm not a fan of that.
Here goes moonshine. Oh boy.
Tips
are
back.
Shit. That cannot be good.
I don't know how you hold that shit in your mouth that
way. Smells like ethanol. He's making quite the face. One eye's closed, swishing it around.
Ew.
He's rubbing his hands together. He's thinking about it.
His beard's lifting straight
up.
I
don't think it's going to make it. He took it down.
Yeah. Oh, how was it?
Drink.
It was good.
Drink something, please.
I don't need water after that one, because as one of the fans had said, you're a fucking pussy if you take a water shot afterwards. So here's out to you, buddy. Thank you for calling me out.
This is where the rails fall off the Liquor Loop Express.
You can't sleep. The doors have opened and the front gates
are down. I won't be home tonight. You can't sit on my couch.
That's okay.
Where are you going to stay?
I'm going to sleep in my vehicle.
The hammock's in the shed. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be responsible and call Lyft.
Why are you starting now?
Why am I starting now? I'm so drunk yesterday. Fuck, I got ripped up. But, I mean, if you want to call me out, give me a call at 701-446-8445. I mean, just say, hey, Luke, stop being a piece of shit, and I'll give you a good rebuttal.
What is this now? What's second?
This is the next one.
Shot?
We're not going to do it right now. We'll give a little breather.
It's not even open.
What fresh the bottle. Fuck is this?
This is Martell Single Distillery Fine Cognac.
It's a virgin bottle.
Jesus Christ.
Martell.
Oh, my God.
This thing,
my dad did it.
This thing is so fucking
Martell Single Distillery marries spirits from a single distillation source for a richer, I'm blind, for a richer and more intense expression of the Martell distillation style.
Oh my God, it's so
bottled
like
in France.
Bottled.
Should we smell it?
It hasn't even been opened yet.
Break it open. There he goes.
Get that pop sound right on here.
Yeah, I'm sober October. Don't boost me in October. I'm just smelling.
Sober October. Wouldn't that fucking become a thing?
I haven't had a drop in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm AA in May, so. Sober October.
That's fucking
funny. Oh, he's got a couple more too. What's
the else?
Because I'm gonna go from sober October to NA November and dry December.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you think about that?
I like it a lot.
You
I can be your sponsor. It's okay.
No, I need to be your sponsor.
Yeah.
You're gonna be poker chips in no time.
How good you are.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
You can't take shots of cognac, can you?
But lick your Luke in. There goes his nose. There goes his nose hair.
God damn it.
This is a fine cognac.
Yeah,
well, what about this guy here?
Would you like a Drew Estate cigar to go with this cognac?
I would like a Drew Estate cigar.
I happen
cigar.
To have many of those.
You got one of them Crazy Alice's?
I do.
Those are the top line Crazy Alice. Well, that Crazy Alice.
Yep,
but she's crazy sexy
Alice. You're
supposed
to drink cognac warm.
Yeah, but
you're supposed to drink it warm wine.
Like, heat it up warm. Yeah. Like, not room temperature, like warmed up.
So nice.
Can you put her in the microwave for me then? Yeah.
It's like maple syrup. You gotta warm it up in a pot of hot water. And
you gotta light that shit on fire.
Oh my goodness. You're gonna shoot cognac?
Somebody's gonna call Liquor Luke. This is gonna prove that he is Liquor Luke.
That's true.
I will hold the bathroom door open for you.
Oh. I mean, if you're gonna be Liquor Luke, you gotta be Liquor Luke to the max.
That's true.
The only thing you haven't been able to do is a shot of gin. Do a shot of cognac, good cognac. Nobody can say shit.
That's a real thing. So,
are you
Randy,
sweating right
am I sweating?
It's
no.
Because of your puffy chin. No.
We have another voicemail, guys, about Mike here.
Ooh.
Same color. Here we go.
Ooh.
Is it just me, or does Mike sound a little bit like Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken.
No idea.
You know who Christopher Walken is?
I played it.
I hope you
don't think
is.
I sound like
Randy.
It, no?
Do you know who Christopher Walken is?
No.
Yeah,
tell me.
He's in a million
Christopher Walken.
He's in the Prophecy movies. You ever heard of Prophecy movies?
Oh,
or Cowbell.
He's in Joe Dirt.
You can find him in such movies as... Fuck, I don't know what movies.
I just see that one.
I want to try to figure it out. He's in Dead Zone for Stephen King. He's in some mafia movies. He plays a mafioso in a lot of shit. He's in... a lot of stuff. He's in Batman Returns, the second Batman movie. He plays the
mayor. He is, that's right, yeah, that's
he
right.
He is in a lot of movies
look
in the
80s. Look at you, movie savant.
No shit.
He's in a ton of 80s
movies.
He's
like a walking IMDb.
Yeah, he's a guy at work yesterday. He asked me, he goes, hey, can you say all 50 states? I said, I'll try. I got 48. I miss Pennsylvania and Delaware, and I'll never fucking miss
there's
Pennsylvania
there's a song to sing for the 50 states.
Ever. Yeah. I didn't do that. I just sat there and said,
original colonies.
Sing it. Sing it. We got all this time.
Where does it go?
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, more Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. Still 35 to go. Kansas and Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, and good old Michigan.
Maryland.
That's about as far as that fucking
oh, you're stopping the M's.
Not that's bad. About that's as far bad. As I remember.
Give it up. Give it up.
Good.
That was phenomenal.
Holy shit.
That was a great bar trip.
Another beer?
Hey, I didn't know we were having a history lesson today.
Well, we brought you, Randy. It's a history lesson every time. I just learned
you're like
that
a
Jurassic Park wasn't a documentary.
What?
be like a walking artifact.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I mean, so you
what
like,
was it like?
So you allow fossils in here?
Yeah.
You know what's really fucked up is Randy doesn't like Jurassic Park because he was around during the dinosaurs, and he's like, them fuckers didn't look anything like that.
Some they don't exist.
He's some like, they T-Rex were covered with feathers.
Some T-Rex took a shit in his family's home.
Yeah. Yeah, Randy's still holding it against
fucking
him.
Fucking T-Rexes.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy. Unbelievable.
Oh.
You see, this, these shots make me think about like when bars have like crazy promotions around the holidays and stuff and different things they do. And there was like
that's
crazy
like
ones that weren't stopped.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorites that Mike did here for a while was European night.
Yes.
You pay, you'd pay $10 for a wristband, and you could drink all the tap beer you wanted to take a piss.
No.
Then, because you're European.
Yes,
so
you're European.
Cut the wristband off and went to the bathroom.
You guys
pay $10 to start again. I love that promotion.
Sounds
I
like
I'd genius.
Sounds like I'd go to the hospital, get one of those catheters,
one of the
get
worst
a big old bag.
Yeah.
You know,
one of the worst promotions of all time. 5 cents at beers. Horrible promotion.
The worst part about that is you get a big hose up your dick.
No, I've had one. Yeah, they're excruciating. I had
the
smallest catheter too.
I've never had one.
I gotta tell you guys a story. So I had kidney stones, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm a kindred operation.
We're not kindred spirits.
I had a
fucking operation.
You guys are father and son, not kindred spirits.
I had a bottle taped to my leg when I got out of the hospital.
Old school, one of those glass bottles.
I had to take my boot off to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, with your valve.
Yeah, and then open up the valve, and my grandson, he's looking at me, he says, Grandpa, you sure do pee funny.
So I had kidney issues recently this last spring, and before I went to get my surgery, I had to have a catheter too, and the drugs and stuff that they put me on before the surgery, I couldn't go to work. So that's fine or whatever. And,
I bet that really pissed you off.
Yeah. Fucking made me mad. And it was uncomfortable, but the one day I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have a beer or a few beers or whatever, because he said I could drink beer. You know, not a big deal. So I had some beers, and it's the weirdest sensation to not physically have to feel like you're pissing, and then to look down, you just see that bag just filling up, and it gets clearer and clearer and clearer. And the weirdest thing is when you go out, like I went outside and I was hanging out with my buddies, I'm outside, they're like, what are you doing? And I just bent over and closed my mouth off, because I've been sitting there, standing,
gross,
pissing that entire time, just standing, having a conversation, and everyone, fucking little pool urine just starts fucking dripping down the road.
Yeah, but you were deprived because you couldn't touch the little Johnson.
Yeah, I know.
The bottle did the job.
I know. Fucking...
Did you get piss in your shoe?
No, it's got a valve on the bottom. You open it up.
Got a valve on the bottom?
You guys are piss pals.
You got to tilt
your leg. Randy and the Galoop, piss buddies.
Yeah. You got to tilt your leg.
Yeah.
But see, I got a brand new one at the house.
Yeah, good. Keep it there.
And now the brand. Why would you brag about it?
Would you piss your pants $50 right now?
Would I piss
my pants?
Yeah,
$50.
No.
Piss your pants right now.
I wouldn't do it.
$100? $150.
No.
$200.
No.
$300.
Never.
$400.
Mm-hmm.
Piss your pants right now at the bar.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
$500, I'll do it.
I'll charge you. I'll charge you $10 for laundry service.
Yeah, maybe then. I mean, I don't.
Wasn't that Mike one of your things back at Bucks back in the day? What would you do for $1,000?
What would you do for $1,000?
And what was the winner?
Oh my God, the guy drank his own piss. It's fucking terrible.
Drank his own piss.
Then we did it a couple days in a row to get like finalists.
Because one guy drinking his piss the first day wasn't enough.
That was the last. That was the finals.
Oh.
To get into the finals, he drank Tabasco sauce.
Wait. Piss just got him in the finals.
No. Piss was the winning at the end.
Ah, because if that's
so, to get into the main
in.
Round, he drank a bottle of Tabasco sauce and a bottle of ranch, and he got into the finals.
Why didn't you just get a damn job?
And what's going to beat that?
God,
I mean, that's hard to beat. So
Randy,
he said,
it's easier to drink
he took
a
two guys and went in the bathroom
get
with
job.
The microphone at the DJ, and he pissed in a cup and came out and drank it, and it was the worst experience of my life. It was terrible. I just can't get it out of my head. It was fucking gross. Was
thank you for
terrible.
Embedding that into our head.
What would you do
for $1,000, Luke?
For $1,000, I'd probably, you know. Just
what would you eat for $1,000?
What would I eat for $1,000 cash. $1,000 cash. I
chocolate
would,
covered spiders?
Randy could chew up a brownie and spit it into my mouth and I'd eat it for
would you drink this for $1,000?
No.
What if we took Randy's spit cup and we breaded it and deep fried it?
For $1,000, you probably looked at Cash wrinkled ass. You know that?
Who says I?
I got one at home.
Moo Moo! Moo Moo's having a party.
He does that for free.
Yeah.
Who said that? Why do we need to bring money involved here, you greedy fucks? Why can't just somebody do it out of love?
You got love, don't pay your bar bill.
Yeah.
You take a shot of cognac?
Yeah, I was just say, Luke,
I'll take the shitty shot of cognac.
What's good Cognac?
I'm not looking like forward to
it. It's really good. It's not bad at all. I took a shot.
It's like top shelf Cognac. It's the real deal.
So what is Cognac and why is it called Cognac?
Tell me, Jake, with cigars.
Russians love it.
It's from across the big pond.
It's better when you set it on fire.
Yeah, Google Cognac. Let's get some, because I want to know what I'm drinking.
It's good.
Russian.
It's brandy. You're drinking brandy.
It's like a Corona.
Brandy and like whiskey barrels?
Cognac is a variety of brandy in the town of Cognac, France.
Top of the line.
And it's produced in the surrounding wine growing region in the departments of Charente and Charente-Maritime. That's all I know.
What was that accent you just did there?
That's like a French Spanish.
You Canadian. Sound like the guy from the fucking Princess Bride. My name is Vigo
Montoya.
My name is Vigo Montoya. My father.
It's like some French guy. Johnson stuck in some Oriental woman.
Cognac production falls under the French appellation du Rancher de Cotelette designation.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Hey, Brock.
Inconceivable.
Don't ever take on a translation job.
I was just going to say, could
Hola,
you?
Hola, ¿cómo está? Mi nombre es Brock. Te llamo Israel Corrente.
Tis night.
¿Dónde es los pantalones?
What about my panties?
So where are Randy's pants? ¿Dónde es la biblioteca?
I think that you should call up Google and see if you can record your voice for Wikipedia for the Google Play shit so that when it reads it out, it's your voice.
There was GPS's that did that. Remember the GPS? Mm-hmm. You could have like Shaq's voice telling you where to go.
Homer Simpson,
like turning and stuff. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay, shoot that cognac. Let's show this guy that you're not the big pussy like you're kind of being right now.
It's really good. It's not bad at all.
Where's an ice cube there? Be careful. Don't choke on the ice cube.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to beer bong some chicken noodle soup here soon. So I don't think Ice Cube's gonna kill me. Fucking noodles in that soup are gonna end me. And when they do, just make sure my daughter gets everything. When I say everything, I mean my Xbox, my TV,
my Moomoo,
and
my puffy vest.
And that porcelain cat my fucking grandmother gave me when she passed away.
So when you die, you want to be buried upside down so you can use a crack of your ass for a bicycle rack.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only way you'd ever show up, Randy.
Yeah, me and my twin.
Yeah. Randy be the only fucking person mourning my grave and a place to park his fucking bike.
Take this shot. Here we go. He's taking a shot of cognac. It's going down the hatch. He's got it in.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it past the belly button. Now it's gone.
I almost heard Bodge can take that.
He says.
It's God, brandy.
As long as it's not like
take a
the
shot
gin,
of brandy.
Just
he just holds
one.
It
it's
there.
Okay.
Can I've never seen anyone hold their shots like that.
There you go.
That's
it's not bad.
That'll sneak up on you and swat you.
How was it?
Swat you?
It oh, yeah.
Brandy?
Cry,
Brandy will swat you.
How was it?
I was about to take a drink of water, but this goes out to the fad earlier. I don't drink water.
I'll
I drink
the door open for you.
Yeah, you pour, you pour water on all the fires.
Well, explain to us, how was it?
Fires in California.
It's got a really woody taste to it. When I say woody taste, I mean like if I was licking the inside of a goddamn whiskey barrel. And somebody came along and said, hey, here's a little bit of some wine. And they dripped it on my tongue. And then they punched me in the dick. That's how it tastes.
Fair enough. Right. So kind of like scotch.
That should be on the bottle. That should be on the bottle.
Well, tell
you should, right, you should start a whiskey, wine, and beer review site and type like that kind of shit on.
Yeah, I would.
You can make it an app.
If I knew how to type.
Tell them how you really
feel. We'll punch you in the dick.
Good old
floral notes. That
I got
like
two
shit.
Boys that will punch you in the dick for free.
Ooh.
Ring them on out. Let's go.
Sounds like a great time.
Anything for content. Anything for content.
I was thinking.
Okay, what's the next topic on this wonderful show that we got going here?
Brock living La Vida Adulta.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And this is something. I was gone for 2 weeks. Yep. And I love talking to you guys, but I didn't keep in touch.
What is that?
Get to the fucking bar. It's Brock living life. As an adult, doing adult stuff.
I've always been an adult. Shit.
No, yeah, but you're over and above now.
I'm very responsible.
But you're over and above.
Well, you're way more responsible than I am, but no one expects
Randy's more responsible than you are.
Yeah, but no one expects
more responsible than you.
She shits outside of her litter box.
Moomoo pays the MDU.
Yeah.
Pays the water bill.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Let's not talk about the water bill. Let's not talk about that.
He doesn't shit on a carpet like cat does.
Yeah, that's true. I shit in my bed like Randy. So, sure enough. There I am, hanging out at the bar. You just get here before everyone else. And I heard from a little bird that you might be seeing someone. And you're like, and you
not
doing
mine,
all that. Oh, yeah. You are.
Yeah, absolutely is.
Who's the wonderful gal? What's her
she's
nickname?
Right down there. I think she wants to remain anonymous in the bar.
Oh,
she's
anonymous.
Yeah,
she's a sweet gal. How long have you guys been together now? 2 weeks?
Month? 3 weeks? Month?
I think it is.
It's a record!
Oh, shit!
Fuck you,
Randy. Now!
Randy, you just stop.
Randy, would you say that you hear some bells off in the distance? What kind of bells are those?
Wow, are we fucking running a full course with
this? I can't be set right now.
Hey, this whole town needs something to do.
I hear bells every day. Days of our lives. I live a half a block away from the Catholic Church.
Oh, of course she needs another drink after you listen to me talk shit like that. No,
all right, really, so we don't want to embarrass him. On a good note, Brock has a new interest in his life. Her name's Christy. They're very happy. They're a great couple together. Congratulations,
yeah.
Brock.
Yeah, good deal.
Okay, mate, just get
you're
better.
You're just taking credit for this fat little short Cupid.
I am the short, you know. You want to tell the story?
Yeah.
Yes, do it.
Fat little bearded Cupid.
Bearded. You got to throw the beard in there.
Does he have a red?
I've known Christy forever. I've known Brock forever. Both single. Coming in the bar. You can see they're talking. They're flirting. Bartender notices this shit. So, who'd I call first? You or him?
Me.
You? So I called Christy and I said, you gotta come down here and talk to Brock. She's like, huh? I said, I think Brock's got a little thing for you. She's like, no. And then her face, she was here and her face was all
red. You called me. I can't even.
She had an allergic reaction?
I don't know who the fuck called. Anyway, I called them both.
I
called them both.
They were here. They were here at the bar. Yes.
They came in. They sat down. They talked. The next morning, I called Brock, and he was leaving her house, and it's all downhill.
That's not true. That's not true.
Leah. No, that was a couple days.
And I'm Chris. Jealous.
Why are you jealous of?
Yeah, Chris.
Chris.
Chris finally speaks.
First words out of Chris.
Things
I'm
are
jealous.
Getting deep around the podcast.
Oh, somebody said that. They reported somebody crawling out of somebody's window.
No, he's on the fit through a window. Come
he walks
now.
Out the front door.
Oh, yeah. We're talking picture window, not bedroom window.
The front door away with all the neighbors.
Wait a fucking minute. What's the difference between a picture window and a bedroom window?
Linda was like,
picture window is very bigger. Brock will fit through a picture
Bruce
window.
Says I don't have a picture window in my bedroom.
Take a picture and last longer.
So, needless to say, Southard's a small town, and one of the neighbors saw us, so everybody knows. So.
Yeah.
Which is great. They're both happy. They're wonderful together. Everything's good. Let's talk about Luke's shitty beard and my great beard.
Yeah! Hey, so,
what's your favorite song in Southard?
Favorite song in Southard? I don't know.
You got too much time on your hands.
Yeah, I got a shitty beard. Been growing it for I don't know, a while.
I tried for a while. I can't do it.
I
made it like 2 weeks ago.
I didn't put oil in this because I fucking haven't been home yet because I got drunk last night and I haven't went to
Brock attempted the beard. It was coming in. It was looking good. You could see it was there. No, it was coming. It was there. The shape, it was there.
It looked like a hobo.
Brock's the kind of guy where he can't. He just has to go back to where it was.
I gotta be pretty. Can't do it.
2 weeks or 3 weeks?
It's almost 3 weeks.
He makes it right. He makes it right to that 3 week mark and then he says, "Fuck it, I can't do it."
It looks like shit. I couldn't do it.
Well. In 3 weeks, we're going to be in no shape.
Good number.
Christy said it looked fine, and you still fucking shaved it.
It looked horrible.
He hated it.
I was miserable.
Why would he have it?
I was miserable. Hated seeing myself.
You're in a relationship now. You're going to be miserable a lot more times than just the fucking year.
Welcome to the club.
That's bullshit.
How often do you think people, because not
who's been divorced here so far?
Right here.
Technically,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and there's 7 of us here.
Cool.
You will be miserable eventually.
Yeah. But you'll get over it. You'll get over it. You'll get over it. It'll be right. Not everybody can be happy.
We don't play like that.
Not everybody can be happy. Just like not everybody can have a great beard. And I don't have a good beard. And I look at these photos of these guys that have amazing beards. And I think to myself, well, as a little child, why didn't I pray to God that I could have a wonderful beard instead of pray to God that I'd be on a pubcast one day? Because he granted one of those.
You got both. Your beard fits the
Yeah,
times.
What's wrong with your beard?
It's thin.
Okay.
Take some beard vitamins.
I was taking beard vitamins, and they made my belly hair grow.
You have beard balm, beard oil.
And you think you got it?
I have beard balm and beard oil.
My beard is super thick, but I play with it all the time, so I think it falls out.
Oh, it's making mine look like it's like a wet
it,
dog.
The more you comb it, the thicker it comes in.
Is that a real thing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that was
that was the first on-air kiss that Randy wasn't a part of.
10 years ago, I had patches all over my face, and then
when
I'm you grow your
beard, the more you comb it,
just so everybody knows, I'm about to hump Brock's over his legs.
God, that was graphic.
Look at the little pug that had to get off.
I think you can see
a little fat
that one.
Yeah. No. Harvey Weinstein let him
bar. Okay, so back to beards. We are going to have a beard contest at the I Don't Know Bar.
Details coming soon.
Details are coming very soon, but it'll be the end of November.
It's gonna
help
out.
It's gonna be all month long. Unless yes, November. Yes, but the local charity we're working with right now. So yeah, mm-hmm.
The last day of November for I think it's first day of December. It's first. We're gonna have our big grand finale. So start growing your beards now. More details will come next podcast.
I would get rid of mine. I'm gonna get rid of mine in June because a close friend of mine, he's getting married, and his fiance, him, we all sat down and they said, Luke, we got to do something about that beard before the wedding. I said, what do you mean?
Well, you better put it in braids in.
Yeah, and
so I'm gonna put a picture of Lucas's beard on Facebook.
We're also gonna challenge people. If you want to keep beard and not shave it, you can donate the $100
yourself, and I will do it myself. I will do that.
I'm gonna take a picture of Lucas's beard right now. You guys go on Facebook and tell us what you think of this
shitty
natural disaster.
Fucking, it's bad.
You shouldn't miss too much.
It's bad.
You need to leave this part yours, the connection part. You need to leave that, I think.
I don't even want it.
See, that's the problem with mine. I got this fucking long mustache, and it doesn't connect, so it's just overflow. Just fucking shit. But my daughter knows me for having a beard, and if I shave my fucking face, she won't know me.
I would love to see you with that beard.
It's been a while, man.
Do you have a chin?
I got four chins under here. This is the four chin hider. You know, it's bad.
Well, I'd keep it on because in case the oil field goes to hell, you might get a part-time job as the Santa Claus of Walmart.
Good deal.
I've had or a tank tickler.
Yeah. Or both, if they're into that sort of
or
thing.
Or Santa Claus?
Yeah. I'm going to give you something for Christmas.
I have not been on a facial hair since I was a 8th grader.
You've had your whole life.
My whole life. Since
so you could grow, you could, so you were buying booze for your buddies and cigarettes.
I was shaving
for your
in 7th grade. I got sent home in 7th grade, me and a couple of friends. Who could grow a beard because we didn't shave.
I've been rocking the soul patch for 12 years now.
Yeah, so that's cool.
I've had hair on my chin and my upper lip since I was 15 years old.
Yeah, since you came out of
you're
the womb.
You're still a woolly man.
That's a stick of thing, though.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, your brother's got the long.
Yeah, Eric's had a beard since he was 20.
I think Robin Williams.
I just started growing a beard 2 years ago when I started with this job because every other job
have you
that
trimmed
I've been
it?
At, not lately, no.
I mean, in the last 2 years, have you trimmed it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, this was probably about 8 months, so this has been almost a year growing, and it's shitty.
I've been growing this since
good.
March.
Yeah,
it was March.
But if I shave it off, my daughter is not going to recognize me, and it's going to be weird, and I don't want that. I like seeing her light up when I go and see.
Yeah,
her,
she
know?
Probably won't recognize you on a milk carton.
That's true. That's real true. But at least she'll recognize
there
me.
There you go. All right, Luke, it's time for last call. What do you got, brother?
Well, I just want to say thanks to everyone who's been listening. Thanks for that one call we got. I'm going to try to live up to the name that was bestowed upon me.
I think we're at 12.
I didn't.
12,
yeah,
13.
12?
Then we got a baker's dozen now. That's the show.
Good.
And there's seven of us here. So yeah. Thanks to your other four
people. Yeah, to the other four people. This has been just a fucking wild ride. It's a wild ride every week. I love hearing from friends saying, hey, you guys lift me up in the day. When I'm driving to work and need a little pick-me-up, you crazy assholes are what's keeping me going. And that's awesome.
And if you want to be part of the show, part of the discussion, call the voicemail 701-446-8445. Mm-hmm. It's always open. It's always on. You can be part of the show. You can ask Randy anything.
Yeah, we're gullible.
You can suggest a shot for Luke to take. You
yes.
want suggest shots?
I'll try. I'll
about.
Try to.
Or you can just
down.
Stop in the Adirondack Bar and check out the Corner of Knowledge, which
like
one,
I
of, our listeners
one of our listeners did. Yeah. He posted a picture on the
with the Hams beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
PBR Hams.
It was Hams. Hams, yeah.
Thank you, sir, for stopping down. This is your first time being part of this. Thank you, Chris, for being here. Thank you to the proprietor. Thank you, Radical Randy and Brocky Balboa. As always, I'm Liquor Luke, and I'm cashing out. You're just wasting time drinking, smoking.